From Spark and Anvil and Bridgeforge, this is Bolt and Weld, and Chapter 1 of the Bridgeforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
At the far end of the Bridgeforge workshop, where the other cast came to check whether their bridges were real, two friends worked as a pair, and between them, they were the reason the whole academy could be trusted. Bolt was a crab, quick-clawed and cheerful, who could fasten two things together in a snap, and, just as importantly, unfasten them. A bolted joint is a tentative joint, strong enough to test, loose enough to take apart if it fails. Weld was a salamander, slow and warm, who fused two things into one permanent piece. But Weld would only ever weld a joint that Bolt had first bolted and stress tested. Bolt makes the tentative connection. Weld makes the permanent one. And the rule between them, never weld what you haven't bolted and tested, was the bridge rigger gate made into two friends.
Every other character in the academy built a bridge between math and some other subject. Science, art, music, movement, health, computing. But it was Bolt and Weld who decided whether each bridge actually held. When Truss proposed a math-science connection, or Girder a math-computing one, they didn't just accept it. Bolt would fasten it up as a tentative link and say, "Let's bolt it and see." Then they'd load it, push on it, look for the place it might rhyme instead of connect, and only if it survived, Weld warm up and say, "This one's earned it, I'll weld it." "A lot of connections sound good," Bolt said, clacking a claw. "They both use numbers. They both have patterns. Snap. Easy to bolt. But bolt isn't weld. You have to test before you trust," Weld added in its slow way. "And the ones that pass, those I make permanent, gladly. A tested connection is worth fusing. An untested one is just a guess wearing a hard hat. This is the beating heart of the whole academy. Bolt and Weld teach connection rigor, the gate every cross-curricular bridge has to pass. It goes, bolt the connection, propose it tentatively, stress test it, does it hold at a specific level, or is it just surface rhyming? And only then weld it, commit. At what level of abstraction does this bridge hold? Was the question they asked of everything. Sometimes the answer was, it holds exactly here, and Weld fused it. Sometimes the answer was, it only rhymes, and Bolt cheerfully unbolted it and threw it back. No shame in that. A rejected connection was just one that didn't pass the test yet.
They love to demonstrate with two claims. Music and math are connected because they both feel good. Bolt bolted it, they pushed on it, and it wobbled and fell apart. That's a feeling, not a connection. Then, music and math are connected because a rhythm is a ratio of note lengths. Bolt bolted it, they loaded it hard, and it held rock solid. "That one," Weld said, warming up, "I weld." Bolt and Weld came from a shipyard colony where a single untested joint had once let a raft come apart in open water. After that, the yard made an ironclad rule. Nothing gets welded until it's been bolted and load tested. Young Bolt became the fastest, most careful tester in the yard. Young Weld became the one who committed only to what had passed. They realized their shared purpose the day they saved a raft by rejecting a joint everyone else had trusted. A connection is only worth committing to after it has survived an honest test. One day, Archie came to the shipyard.
Bolt tells the students, "I unbolt my own ideas all the time. Half of them don't survive the test." Weld adds, "And I've refused to weld things I really wanted to be true. Neither of those is a failure. That's just the gate, keeping the whole bridge honest." When a student asks whether it's discouraging to tear down so many connections, Bolt and Weld answer together, one after the other. "Not at all," clacks Bolt. unbolting a weak one is what protects all the strong ones. And when one finally passes, says Weld, warming, I get to fuse a connection I know will hold. That's the best feeling there is. Bolt sets down a joint it has just cheerfully unbolted. Weld rests beside a fused seam that will never come apart, tested and true. The have-to-take-it-back worry that Bolt once carried has become something the pair now shares. A calm, this one will last, satisfaction. The deep gladness of committing only to what has earned it.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Bolt and Weld. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.